your window. On the bald street breaks the blank day. Anything could happen. Might just, no telling. And it will happen with or without your blessing. That's the way things are.
So I can choose from these. Anyone I want?
Yes, ma'am.
So many. You do all these decorations?
Sure.
I would have killed for a cake like this when I was a girl. Snow White. Oh. It's magic to the children, birthdays, presents, don't you think?
I guess.
He'll be 8 years old on Monday. Scotty, my son.
Yeah?
Can you have the cake ready by then? There won't be a problem.
Monday morning, right out of the oven.
Good. Oh, I want a chocolate cake. That's his favorite flavor. Will that affect the decoration?
No, ma'am. Anything you want.
Soldiers. Well, I'm sure you'd like that. Oh, and I'd like his name on the cake. Scotty. S-C-O-T.
Right.
A rocket ship. Oh, that's nice. What's the planet, Mars?
Sure. Maybe, yeah.
Well, it's red. Yeah, yeah, I'd like this one. You will too, I hope.
So you want this for Monday?
Yes, please.
Okay, your name?
It's Weiss. Anne Weiss.
Phone?
535-7864.
Okay.
So, I just come by?
Monday morning.
So what are you going to give me?
When? Why should I give you something?
At my party. You have to give me a present.
Why?
You just do. What is it?
Maybe I won't come.
Why not? It's going to be fun. So what is it, a transformer?
I'm not supposed to tell you.
I don't care. A truck?
No.
A laser gun?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, you're stupid.
So are you.
I got some potato chips.
Yeah?
Yeah. You want some?
What flavor are they?
Barbecue. I'll give you some if you tell me.
Well...
Hey, was that the bell?
What bell?
At school. Come on, let's run.
Hey, wait up. Hey, Scotty, look out.
Oh.
Scotty, are you all right? Scotty?
Yeah.
Can you get up?
Yeah.
Hey, kid, you okay? Hey, watch over your going, will you?
You look kind of funny. Did it hurt when the car hit you? What was it like? Scotty, hey, where are you going?
Home.
Hello? Who's that? Scotty? What happened, honey? Don't you feel well? Scotty?
I fell down.
What?
A car hit me and I fell down.
What, a car hit you?
Yeah.
Where?
On the road. I was running.
Come here, honey. Sit down. Mm. Let me look at you.
Mom. I don't feel for it.
Yeah? Honey. What is it? Scotty? Scotty, can't you hear me? Oh, my God. Pulse. Yes. Is he breathing? Loosen the collar. Yes.
Hello?
Howard, it's me. Scotty just came home. He's been hit by a car.
What?
He seemed okay at first, but now he's passed out. He's unconscious.
Oh, my God.
Look, he's breathing. He's got a pulse.
Well, call an ambulance. No, I'll call. I'll meet you at the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And keep calm. Keep calm.
Well, your little boy's been through a lot today. There was some vomiting, and we had to drain fluid from his lungs. That, plus mild concussion. And, of course, the shock. But I think the worst is over. He's sleeping peacefully now. It's just a matter of waiting for him to wake up.
Sleeping?
A deep sleep, yes. But not a coma. I want to emphasize that, not a coma. Scotty's resting, and he'll come around when he's ready. Now, I'm going to check again with the lab and radiology. I'll look in again in an hour.
Thank you, doctor. He looks all right, doesn't he? Asleep. Just like he was at home in bed.
Yeah. Oh, Anne, maybe I'll go home for a while. Change my clothes, have a bite to eat.
Oh, sure.
Is that all right? I'll be back in an hour.
I'll be here.
Jesus, slow down. What are you doing? Just watch the road. Slow down. What's up with that old man? He's in the hospital. He's gonna be all right. Just get home. Into the driveway. Home. All right.
Stop barking, slug, for God's sake.
Yeah, slug, it's me. Just a second. Where's the damn light switch? Yeah, hello. I just came in the door. Hello.
There's a cake here that wasn't picked up.
What? What are you saying?
A cake. A $16 cake.
I don't know anything about a cake. Jesus, what are you talking about?
Don't hand me that.
For God's sake.
Hi.
Where is he? Dr. Blair. Dr. What's all this? Intravenous?
It's Dr. Francis Ortiz. He needs nourishment. He needs to keep up his strength. Why doesn't he wake up, Howard? No, I don't understand. If he's all right...
He's gonna be all right. He'll wake up in a little while. Dr. Francis knows what's what.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go home and get some rest. I'll stay here. Some creep has been calling. It's nothing, so hang up.
Who's calling?
I don't know who. Just somebody with nothing better to do than to call up people. You go on now.
No, I'm fine.
Really? Go home for a while and then come back and spell me in the morning. It'll be all right.
Hello. Just in to take his pulse.
How is he?
He's stable. Dr. Francis will be in again shortly. He's making rounds right now.
I was saying maybe she'd want to go home and get a little rest after the doctor comes.
She could do that. I think you should both feel free to do that if you wish.
Well, we'll see what the doctor says. I want to talk to the doctor. I don't think he should be sleeping like this. I don't think that's a good sign.
Dr. Francis will be in a few minutes. Ah.
Doctor.
Anne, let's just see first how he's doing.
Doctor, how is he? What's the matter with him exactly?
Why doesn't he wake up?
Okay, good. We'll know more in a couple of hours, after the results of a few more tests. But he's all right, believe me. Except for a hairline fracture of the skull. He does have that.
Oh, no.
And a bit of a concussion, as I said before. And of course, you know, he's in shock. And sometimes you see this in shock cases of the sleeping.
Yeah, but he's out of any real danger? You said before he's not in a coma. You wouldn't call this a coma, then,
no,
would you, Doctor?
No, I don't want to call it a coma. He's just in a very deep sleep. It's a restorative measure the body is taking on its own. He's out of any real danger. I'd say that for certain. Yeah. But we'll know more when he wakes up, and all the other tests are in. Well, I'll check in again later.
Well, at least he doesn't have a fever. My God, he feels so cold, though. Howard, is he supposed to feel like this? Feel his head.
Well, he's in shock, remember? If the doctor was just in here, he would have said something if Scotty wasn't okay.
Yeah. I've been praying.
Yeah?
Yeah, I almost thought I'd forgotten how. But it came back. All I had to do was close my eyes. Please, God, help us help Scotty. Yes.
Oh, hello. I'm Dr. Parsons from radiology. We're going to take him downstairs for some more pictures.
What?
We need to do some more pictures, and we want to do a scan.
What's that, a scan? I thought you'd already taken all your x-rays.
Oh, I'm afraid we need some more. Nothing to be alarmed about. We just need some more pictures, and we want to do a brain scan on him.
Oh, God.
It's perfectly normal in cases like this. We just need to find out for sure why he isn't back awake yet. It's normal medical procedure and nothing to be alarmed about. We'll be taking him down in a few minutes.
My God.
He ought to have come around by now. There's just no good reason for this. But I can tell you, we're all convinced he's out of any real danger. We'll just feel better when he wakes up. There's no reason, absolutely none, why he shouldn't come around very soon. Oh, he'll have himself a dilly of a headache when he does. You can count on that. But all of his signs are fine. As normal as can be.
It is a coma, then.
We'll call it that for the moment, until he wakes up. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that all the signs are good. The tests are negative. Nothing showed up at all. And just as soon as he wakes up, he'll be over the hill.
Thank you, Doctor.
Okay.
Well, I suppose one of us should go home and check on things. Slug needs to be fed, for one thing.
Call one of the neighbors. Call the Morgans. Anyone will feed a dog if you ask them.
All right. Honey, why don't you do it? Why don't you go home and check on things and then come back? It'll do you good. I'll be right here with him. Seriously, we need to keep up our strength on this. We'll want to be here for a while, even after he wakes up.
Why don't you go? Feed Slug. Feed yourself.
I already went. You go home for an hour and freshen up and then come back.
Maybe. Maybe if I'm not here watching every second, he'll wake up and be all right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he'll wake up if I'm not here. I'll go home and take a bath, put on clean clothes. I'll feed Slug. And then I'll come back.
And I'll be right here. I'll keep an eye on things.
I won't be gone long.
You just sit and rest for a while when you get home. Let's try not to worry. You heard what Dr. Francis said?
Yes. Now, elevator. Where was it? Excuse me, do you...
Franklin. Is it about Franklin?
Tell me now, lady. Is it about Franklin?
Oh, Evelyn.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for the elevator. My son's in the hospital, and now I can't find the elevator.
Elevator's down that way. Turn left.
My son was hit by a car. He has a concussion, a little skull fracture, but he's going to be all right. He's in shock now, but it might be some kind of coma. That's what really worries us, the coma part.
Mm-hmm. Too bad. Our Franklin, he's on the operating table. Somebody cut him, tried to kill him. There was a fight where he was at this party. And They said he was just standing and watching, not bothering anybody.
My baby never does.
But that don't mean nothing these days. Now he's on the operating table. We're just hoping, praying.
Uh-huh.
That's all we can do now.
Yes. Mr. Walker?
Yes.
What is it, nurse? Tell me.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, hello.
Mrs. Weiss.
Yes, yes, this is Mrs. Weiss. What is it, please? Is it Scotty, for Christ's sake?
Scotty. It's about Scotty. Yes. It has to do with Scotty. That problem? Have you forgotten about Scotty?
Oh, my God. Give me my husband, please. Room 305.
Thank you. Hello?
Howard. Somebody just called here. He said it was about Scotty.
Scotty's fine. I mean, he's still sleeping. There's been no change.
This man called. He said it was about Scotty.
Honey, just rest for a little while. It must be the same caller I had. Just forget it. Come back down here after you've rested. Dr. Francis is coming back again at 8 o'clock this morning. He's going to have something to tell us, and something more definite.
I was drinking a cup of tea when the telephone rang. They said it was about Scotty. There was a noise in the background. Was there a noise in the background on that call you had?
I don't remember. Maybe the driver of the car. Maybe he's a psychopath and found out about Scotty somehow. But I'm here with him, so just rest like you were going to. Come back by 7 or so, and we'll talk to the doctor together when he gets here. It's gonna be all right, honey.
I'm scared to death. How is he? Howard?
Dr. Francis was here a while ago.
I thought he wasn't coming until 8.
There was another doctor with him. A neurologist.
What did they say, Howard? For Christ's sake, what did they say? What is it?
They think they're going to operate, honey. They are going to operate.
Oh!
They can't figure out why he won't wake up. It's more than just shock or concussion. It's in his skull, the fracture. I tried to call you, but I guess you'd already left the house.
Oh, God.
Ann. Look. Open his eyes.
Oh!
Scotty?
Oh. Scotty.
Hey, Scott. Hey, son.
Scotty. Honey, it's Mommy and Daddy. Scotty?
A hidden occlusion. It's so unlikely. Perhaps if we had detected it somehow and operated immediately, but even then. And what would we have been looking for? There was nothing in the x-rays. Or in the tests. I can't tell you how badly I feel. Is there anything else I can do for you at the moment?
No. I can't leave him here. No, I'll
be talking to you later in the day. There are still some things that have to be done. Some things that need explaining.
An autopsy?
Yes.
I understand. Oh, Jesus, no. I don't understand, Doctor. I can't. I just can't.
I'm sorry.
Can you get that? Howard?
Just a minute. Just hang on a minute. Oh.
Sorry.
I was in the garage cleaning up some things.
Well, they'll call back. It was maybe my sister. She was going to call tonight.
Right. All these toys. I want to get them out of the way.
Hello. Hello. For God's sake, who is this? What is it you want?
Here's Scotty. I got him ready for you. Did you forget him?
You evil bastard.
Yeah.
How can you do this, you evil son of a bitch?
Who is it?
Scotty. Have you forgotten about Scotty?
Hello, who is this? Hello? Hello?
It was him. That bastard. I'd like to kill him. I'd like to shoot him and watch him kick. Could you hear anything? In the background. A noise, machinery, something humming.
I think there was some radio music. Yeah, there was a radio going. That's all I could tell. I don't know what in God's name is going on.
If I could get my hands on him. Wait. Howard, drive me down to the shopping center.
What?
It's the middle of the night.
I know who's calling. I know who it is. It's the baker. I had him bake a cake for Scotty's birthday. That's who has the number and keeps calling us up. To harass us about the cake. The baker. That bastard.
It's in here?
It's at the end. Past the shoe store. Keep going.
I don't see any lights.
Go around the back. Here. Stop.
Yeah.
Closed for business. What do you want at this hour? Are you drunk or something? You.
It's me. Scotty's mother. This is Scotty's father. I'd like to come in.
I'm busy now. I've got work to do. Hey!
It smells like a bakery. Doesn't it smell like a bakery in here, Howard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
What do you want? Maybe you want your cake. That's it. You decided you want your cake. You ordered a cake, didn't you?
You're pretty smart, baker. Howard, this is the man who's been calling us up.
Is that right?
Now, just a minute here. You want to pick up your three-day-old cake? That's it. I don't want to argue with you, lady. There it sits over there, getting stale. I'll give it to you for half of what I quoted you. No? You want it, you can have it. It's no good to me, no good to anyone. Now, it costs me time and money to make that cake. If you want it, okay. If you don't, that's okay, too. I have to get back to
it. Cakes?
Lady, I work 16 hours a day in this place to earn a living. I work night and day in here, trying to make ends meet. No trouble now. You want that cake? I have to get back to work. Bakers work at night.
I know bakers work at night. They make phone calls at night, too.
You bastard.
Careful. Careful.
My son's dead. He was hit by a car Monday morning. We've been waiting with him until he died. But of course, you couldn't know that, could you? Bakers can't know everything, can they, Mr. Baker? But he's dead. He's dead, you bastard!
Please. There's a sit down. Let me get you a chair. Please, sit down.
I wanted to kill you. I wanted you dead.
Let me say how sorry I am. God alone knows how sorry.
Listen to me. I'm just a baker. I don't claim to be anything else. Maybe once, maybe years ago, I was a different kind of human being. I forgot. I don't know for sure. But I'm not any longer. If I ever was, I'm just a baker. That only excused me doing what I did. I know. But I'm deeply sorry. I'm sorry for your son. And I am sorry for my part in this. I don't have children myself. So I can only imagine what you must be feeling. And all I can say to you is that I'm sorry. Forgive me. If you can. Yeah. It's hot in here. Take your coats off. Give me a minute. Oh. I got some coffee here. Cream? Sugar? There you go. You probably need to eat something. I hope you'll eat some of my hot rolls. You like cinnamon? Yeah, try them. They're hot. Right out of the oven. Have one.
Oh.
Yeah. You like it?
That's good. Thank you.
It's good to eat something. Here, try this. Have a smell. It's heavy bread, but rich.
Mm.
Try it. Molasses, coarse grains, can't beat it. It's a better smell than flowers anytime. I'm glad I'm not a florist. It's better to be feeding people. You have to eat and keep going. Eating is a small, good thing in a time like this. There. There's more. Eat up. Eat all you want. There's all the rolls in the world.
They ate rolls and drank coffee. Anne was suddenly hungry, and the rolls were warm and sweet. She ate three of them, which pleased the baker. Then he began to talk. He told them what it was like to be childless all these years, to repeat the days with the ovens endlessly full and endlessly empty, the party food, the celebrations he'd worked over, icing knuckle deep, the tiny wedding couples stuck into cakes, hundreds of them, no, thousands by now, birthdays. Just imagine all those candles burning. They listened to him. They ate what they could. They talked on into the early morning, and they did not think of leaving.
A Small Good Thing, dramatized by Steve Petch from the short story by Raymond Carver. Nikki Godani was heard as Anne, and Tom Hoff as Howard, with David Fox as Dr. Francis, and Sean McCann as the baker. You also heard Karam Maliki Sanchez, Brian Stittle, Brenda Webb, George Murner, Dennis Strong, and Lily Franks. Casting consultant was Catherine Kester. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Jean Salazan. And the production assistant was Nancy McElvey. Original music and series musical theme were by John Roby. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. A Small Good Thing was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Until next week, I'm Chris Henry, wishing you good night.